Introduce to you our good friend, our neighbor from Kansas, the next Vice President of the United States, Bob Dole.
Thank you very much. Is Carter here? I didn't think he'd get a crowd like this. Thank you very much. Well, I'm very happy to be here, and I said hello to these fine people over here. They're working for Governor Carter, and I think that's fine. And when it's all over, we're still going to be friends. You can visit me in the Vice President's office. I've never really... Never really seen so many signs. I've been trying to read all those, and I do think that you agree that pineapple juice is better for you than peanut butter, right? As I said, it doesn't stick to the roof of your mouth. That's one reason, but... I'm very pleased to be here. Very pleased to be here with my good friend, Gene Taylor. And, of course, my good friend Bill Phelps, who's going to be your re-elected as your lieutenant governor, and Gene's going to be elected as your congressman. Let me say, first of all, I want to ask you for your vote before I say anything else, because Missouri is a very important state to President Ford, and we want your help. And with people like Kit Bond and Jack Danforth and Bill Phelps and Gene Taylor on the ticket, we're going to ride in on their coattails, if that's the way to do it. I'm very pleased to be here after our debate in Houston on Friday night. Anybody watch the debate? Yes. I'm glad he was watching. Yeah. Well, I thought it was very interesting, and I think by now Senator Mondale's probably recovered. I haven't heard from him for 2 or 3 days, but he's out there somewhere. I think the American people are beginning to understand what this election is all about. You can boil it down in about 1 or 2 or 3 simple phrases. If you want more government and more spending and more control, then you can vote for Carter and Mondale. That's what it's all about. And I don't think these young people want more government, more spending, or more control. But that's the Carter-Mondale philosophy, a very, very, very liberal philosophy where they take your money and pour it into social programs and say, this is best for you. Now, if you want the other side of that coin, if you want limited government and more tax reform for middle-income Americans and responsible farm programs and less interference and less control, then you'll vote for President Ford and Bob Dole. That's what it's all about. I'm always very touched when Governor Carter stands up and he likes to use those buzzwords, the rich and how they get off scot-free and they don't pay taxes and they don't do this and they don't do that. I'm always very touched when he talks about tax reform. Now we've got to do this for that average American out there. Every time I think of that, I think of the $41,000 he took off his 75 taxes for something called the investment tax credit. Now, I'm for the investment tax credit, but I want to ask Governor Carter if that's a loophole. It reduced his taxes by $41,000, He only paid 12.8% of his income in taxes. That's probably less than anybody in his audience paid in 1975. But he talks about income tax reform. I see that's a bit of hypocrisy. I think the American people are going to understand that hypocrisy. And they're going to vote for President Ford on November 2nd because they know where President Ford stands. And that's the way it is, and that's the way it's going to be. Let me say this about President Ford. We're not perfect, and we've made mistakes. We all make mistakes, whether in politics or business or students or whatever. We make mistakes. President Ford is that same man of decency and honesty and courage he was when he came to the White House 2 years ago and when he came to Congress some 27 years ago. He hasn't changed.
Neither is it moving.
Is there a light on? No AC.
That's
if you're
drinking milk,
Where's it
plugged in? I know where I am. I know where I've been. And I know where I'm going. I know a lot of you have been standing for some time, and I'll just say one or two more things. And I want to talk to the young people in this audience, and to the mothers and fathers and grandmothers and grandfathers. That takes everybody into account. You know, one great thing in America today, and one great thing about this world of ours today, and there are a lot of problems in this world, and a lot of problems in America, and we understand those problems, and we address ourselves to those problems. But the great thing about America today is that we have peace, and we're at peace. And no one is being shot at. No one is being sent off to some far-off land to fight some battle. He doesn't know where the outcome may be or why he's there. No one standing in this audience, in this crowded audience, in a uniform about ready to depart for some place. And I say that's largely the result of President Ford's efforts for a strong military for the sake of peace. And that's what it's all about. And that means a lot to America. And I say to Governor Carter, who says we ought to have a blanket amnesty, I say the Ford Dole administration is opposed to blanket amnesty, blanket pardon, or blanket clemency for this reason. You want to talk about some of the legislative pardons of Democrats? But he's against it. But we've got to get our priorities right in America. There's still hundreds of Americans missing in Southeast Asia. And as far as I'm concerned, and as far as President Ford's concerned, our administration is going to concern ourselves with those forgotten Americans in Southeast Asia and not those who forgot America and left this country and otherwise evaded the draft. Now, I know that Governor Carter comes to Missouri and he even went into Kansas last week for a few minutes. And that'll be his last trip, unless he comes as a private citizen. But he goes around talking about how he's for the little man, and he's for the businessman, that he's not bound to any special interest. Who do you think George Meany represents? Doesn't he represent some special interest? Who do you think Henry Ford represents? Doesn't he represent some special interest? And I'm always amused when I think of Governor Carter standing there in New York talking about the tax system being a disgrace to America. He forgot to tell you the Democrats have controlled the Congress for 22 state years. And if we have a disgrace in this country, and if the programs are bad and our deficits are big, it's because of that lopsided Democratic liberal Congress, and that's what it's all about, too. Governor Carter went up to New York, a little place called Club 21. It's not like McDonald's, but it's a little place up there. It's a place where small businessmen meet for lunch. And he sat down with Henry Ford and other small businessmen, and he said, "Now, Henry, Don't you worry about what I said about tax reform. I won't do anything for about a year. That's that same Governor Carter who stands before audiences of working men and women and says, we've got to change this system. It's a national disgrace. And I say again, that's a bit of hypocrisy. So all I ask this audience to, including those who've apparently made up their mind, take a look at the record. Take a look at President Ford's record. Take a look at peace in this country. Take a look at the fact that we want tax reform for middle Americans, and he doesn't want tax reform for middle Americans. He talks about taxing the rich. He knows who's going to bear the brunt of that tax. It's going to be middle Americans. And I offered an amendment in the Senate to raise the personal exemption from $750 to $1,000 for every dependent. Senator Mondale voted against that amendment, and so did the other Democrats in the Senate. Now, do they want tax reform? No, they don't want tax reform. They want to run around this country saying how bad America is. I think we've torn up America enough. It's time to stand up for the greatest country on the face of the earth. We ought to be happy we live here. Well, I don't want to lose my voice. I had a cold last week, and then I was next to a draft in the debate for an hour and 15 minutes. Hot air and then cold air and then a mix. But it was all the same. It was all the same old tired hackneyed phrases. Just give me your money. Give me your money and we'll take it back there and we'll figure out, all of us liberals, how to spend it. You don't have any right to do that. You don't have the intelligence to do that. This is the Mondale message. This is the Carter message. Give us your money. Give us your taxes. We'll design the programs. We'll tell you how it's done in America. We'll tell you what's best for your family. Oh, yes. That's the same Senator Mondale who voted against prayer in schools. That's the same Senator Mondale who wanted to add $9 billion. $9 billion to the budget. The same Senator Mondale who voted against and slowed down the creation of an all-volunteer army. Not once, but twice. And so I say, take a look. Oh, he's got a perfect record with George Meany. And George Meany was not his makeup man, I learned after the debate. George couldn't make it. He was busy talking to Carter on another line. But that's the way it goes, and we're very pleased to be here. And I want to say very seriously and very sincerely, President Ford, yes, needs your help. He needs your vote. He needs your work. But I think beyond that, I think all Americans in the free world need President Ford. So I say, when you're out working for Bill Phelps and Gene Taylor, put in some time for President Ford. I figured out if Ford makes it, I'm going to make it, so don't worry about me. But we have faith in the people, and you are the people. If you give us that opportunity on November 2nd, we'll prove that you placed your trust in the right ticket. Thank you very much.
Require some drawdown of U.S. equipment. That is a fact of which everyone is aware. But it should not be seen as meaning that I in any way disagreed with U.S. policy then or now. I did not and I do not. The article also leaves the impression that I said the United States does not have the stomach to face up to challenges. As our recording of the interview indicates, I did not say that.
Brown also said that he has sent a telegram to England explaining that he did not mean to be offensive when he said in the interview that British military forces are pathetic. Defense Secretary Rumsfeld kept Brown out of further trouble when Brown was asked whether the six-month-old interview was released now for political reasons.
I'm not in a position to judge. I do think it's a little strange that if this guy
had a
story
in
April...
He's not in a position to judge. He's exactly right. I agree with him completely.
Tonight, the White House said President Ford thinks General Brown made a poor choice of words during his interview, but Brown will not be fired or reprimanded, and the president considers the matter closed. Tomorrow, the heads of 32 Jewish organizations will meet in New York to decide whether they consider the Brown matter closed. John Cochran, NBC News, Washington.
This afternoon, the Commerce Department...
John Ashcroft's neighborhood, too. I had spent some time with him earlier today, and Governor Bond, we had a good time. It's good to be here, knowing that Governor Bond and Jack Danforth and Bill Phelps and Gene Taylor and John Ashcroft and others are going to win in the Republican Party, and we're just going to ride along in their coattails. I just got another poll upstairs. That's many polls these days. It's hard to tell. I think we're almost ahead of him because Carter said today, at least I was told, he said he didn't want any more mudslinging. I guess he's slung about all he can. We're not going to engage in that. We'll just keep telling the truth as we have and let the people make up their minds as they will. But I want to say at the outset that we very much need the state of Missouri in the Ford column on November 2nd. And we really are counting on your help in the districts you represent here tonight because we need your help. I want to ask for your help very seriously and very sincerely. I wouldn't want anybody leaving this meeting thinking that, well, he came, didn't even ask us to help. So I've asked you to help, and I want to tell you why. I'll try to be positive. I won't say anything about good about Carter. Because very frankly, I think we're into that stage of the campaign where you make the hard decision. Where you decide what will happen on November 2nd, and even more importantly, of course, for the next 4 years. Now, I know that many in this audience were less than enthusiastic about President Ford before the convention. But I know that when you take a look at the tickets, and when you understand the philosophies involved, and you look at Governor Carter and Senator Mondale on the one hand, and Jerry Ford and Bob Dole on the other, you've got a clear choice. You can vote for a conservative to moderate ticket, or you can vote for a very, very, very liberal ticket in Carter and Mondale. And if you want more government, more spending, more taxes, more interference, more control, more everything, then you can have Carter and Mondale. But if you want limited government and less interference and less control and real tax reform and leadership and experience, you can vote for Jerry Ford and Bob Dole. We started out this morning in Sioux City, Iowa at a very, very early hour, and it was snowing there. But otherwise, it was good because the cattle market went up a dollar and a half, and... That just shows the indication or the influence I'm going to have on agriculture, so I hope you keep that in mind. And I know where I am, as I said earlier, Dan. I know where I've been, and I know where I'm going, and you're going to help me get there, so that's very helpful to me. And everywhere I've gone, or nearly everywhere I've gone, I find longtime friends of mine who moved from Russell, Kansas shortly after I was elected. I don't know what that means, but I keep tracking them down, and they keep showing up. And tonight I'm very honored to have Roy and Helen Hirsch in the audience, and certainly thank you for coming. Roy's for gun control, and... no, he still writes me now and then, don't vote for any of that stuff. But that is in the Carter platform, you understand. Right. And Senator Mondale was one of 17 senators who voted to license and register your handguns. And he's one of 17. He's in a very select group. And we are good friends. As I said four or five times last Friday night, I could try to get him to say something nice about me. But they just don't have, it's not in them. They just don't have that in them to say anything nice about the opposition. He finally said, well, I know why you're called a hatchet man. Well, you know, it takes one to know one. But we really don't engage in that. I have felt a great deal more enthusiasm since the debate than we had before. I hope that means that I won the debate. But but I assumed beforehand, I kept saying that this probably isn't going to decide anything because most people are going to be at the football game. And a lot of people did go to the football games, and I don't think we did change any policies. That's not our role as running as number two on the ticket. But we did at least liven it up a little bit and did exchange a few things and did talk about the issues. And besides, we reduced it 15 minutes. It only lasted 75 minutes, so that in itself was an improvement. But I would say very honestly that the debate on Friday night could well decide the outcome of the election. And I'm counting on President Ford to come through very strongly on Friday night, very strongly for all these people in this room and all across the country, and for that matter in the free world, who need his leadership and need his experience for four more years. And so let's take a hard look on Friday. Let me also say, and I won't talk much longer, I will have a vital role to play in agriculture. I say that because I think there are many in this room who have a direct or an indirect interest in agriculture. That's not all I'm going to do. You know, everybody who runs for vice president dreams about the things he might do when he's elected. Then after he leaves, dreams about the things he didn't get to do while he was there. But President Ford has discussed two specific areas with me. One is agriculture, dealing in exports, trying to help promote the sale of American commodities overseas. Another is with MIAs, trying to help in the accounting of missing in action in Southeast Asia, because I've been very active in that for a long, long time. As I said at the mall this afternoon, Governor Carter can go out to the American Legion Convention and, for the benefit of the liberals in America, say that, well, I'm not for amnesty, but I'm for a general pardon. That's what he said, and I looked it up, and it said it meant the same thing. I never could understand, but he was trying to have it both ways. But our view is this. I'm going to concern myself, and I think our priorities should be with those forgotten Americans in Southeast Asia before we concern ourselves with those who forgot America and left the country and evaded the draft, and that's the way it's going to be. If you believe in prayer in school, you ought to look at Mondale's vote on that. He voted against considering a constitutional amendment. And I just say the record is very, very clear. I said on Friday evening, I don't want to keep talking about Senator Mondale because we are friends and he may get wind of this somehow. But and I, you know, I had a cold last week and then I stood there in a draft for an hour and 15 minutes. It was blowing hot and cold. But I think I said Friday night he has the highest labor, one of the highest labor ratings. He's more liberal than George McGovern. And if you like McGovern, you'll love the Mondale. And that's a fact. Now, the Americans for Democratic Action, the ADA, some people think that means the American Dairy Association. That's not true. The ADA is the Americans for Democratic Action. Mondale gets a higher rating than McGovern, who's chairman of the ADA. And so I think when Mondale loses this race, he ought to be the chairman and McGovern ought to step aside if they want a real liberal. If you look at his labor rating, it's 94%. He dropped 6 points. I think he must have been absent one day. But in any event, he didn't have 100. But if you look at his national security rating, last year he had 11, and I think for the 4 years before that, he had 0. Now, we're concerned about peace, and we're concerned about strength, and we're concerned about prosperity. And the point I tried to make very sincerely on Friday evening to the mothers and the fathers and the grandmothers and the grandfathers and the young men and young women in America, that covers virtually everyone, but it should affect and should cover virtually everyone, is that we're at peace in the world, we're respected in the world by our friends and by our adversaries, and as I said then, I look around an audience and I don't find very many people in uniforms. Nobody rushing off, not some wife waiting for her husband or some mother waiting for her son because he's off somewhere fighting in some war that we don't want to win and we don't know what's it all about. And that's because we have a strong America. It's strong militarily for the sake of peace. And that's due in a large part to the efforts of President Ford. And we should remember that on November 2nd. And we should look at Governor Carter's program. He said last year he wanted to cut $15 billion from defense. That's what he said. That's what the L.A. Times said he said. That's what the Savannah paper said he said. This year he said $8 billion, then $7 billion, then $5 to $7 billion. He likes to keep everything moving, so you never really know where he was. But he's going to move us from strength to weakness. And I just don't see the Russians sitting on their hands. I don't see them saying they ought to cut $7 billion or so many rubles from their defense budget. And I say for the sake of peace, for the sake of leadership, not to get caught up in some war somewhere. We've had enough Vietnams. But I say for the sake of peace, the people I mentioned ought to take a good hard look at the Ford record and take a look at the Carter record and take a look at the Mondale record, who voted against the B-1 bomber, voted against the Trident submarine, voted against the main tank, voted against the C-5A, voted against the F-14 fighter, and many, many, many others. He's probably knocked, or his votes would knock more people out of jobs than he could put on welfare with some of the spending programs he told you about on Friday night. And that makes a big difference. So I say you have a choice. And I say that I'm very proud to be in Missouri. I've been here, haven't been here since Sunday. We were up in the Kansas City area and then back here. And we're going from here to Oklahoma tomorrow and then to Texas and then to Mississippi and then to Louisiana and then to Wisconsin before Thursday night. So we're going into many, many areas. We're down to the home stretch. We need your help. Now, I figured out that the way this thing works, don't worry about me, because if Ford makes it, I'm going to make it. So, so you can spend your time working for Jerry Ford and Bill Phelps and Kit Bond and Jack Danforth and John Ashcroft and Gene Taylor. I had another name. Well, who's that lady running for judge back there? Well,
Shirley Maddie.
Shirley Maddie. Vote, work for Shirley Maddie, too. So, now, Governor Carter has been concluding his speeches lately by saying, if I win, you're all invited to the White House. There are already a million and some coming, I understand, but... But I've been trying to reverse that because I have faith in the people. I think it's better to go where the people are. So I'm going to say today, as I said yesterday, that if I win, I'm coming back to this district and we'll have a good victory party here. So let's... So I say to you Reagan supporters and the Ford supporters and others who may be at the wrong meeting, Let's all go to work for the good of America. For President Gerry Ford, thank you very much.
Senator Gold is going to visit with people in the room, so if you will just stay, he'll be among you. Is there a doctor here this evening? And I'm not... Right, fine. Thank you. Good.
You're not going to get lucky tonight either. No matter how much you brag.